Trash. Trash.
Okay, so here's a concert lineup for a new venue out in Carnation. Yeah, this is going to be at Remlinger Farms in Carnation. They got a number of dates out there this summer and into the early fall at Remlinger Farms.
I think they had a couple like trial dates last year where they kind of broke it in and tested it out, and that people really liked it.
Cool venue. Can you hear us out there in Carnation? Does the KISM signal travel to Carnation? You got Daryl Hall and Elvis Costello and the Imposters with Charlie Sexton playing June 6th. I'm just giving you some of the lineup here. Parliament Funkadelic with George Clinton on June 15th. The String Cheese Incident, July 28th. Blondie will be out there August 23rd among the acts there. And I'm not sure how big the venue is. Wouldn't imagine it's too big, but they've got a summer full of dates.
Wouldn't you think maybe 3,000, a couple thousand?
Yeah, I would think it'd have to be at least a couple thousand to get Daryl Hall and Elvis Costello and Blondie there. The TV show The Office. There is a pitch to save the real office building. If you remember the show The Office, in the opening credits, they would show this building that was supposed to be the Pennsylvania Paper and Supply Company. You were led to believe that that's where the guys at Dunder Mifflin worked or whatever. Well, that's a real building, and I guess it is a real paper company, the Pennsylvania Paper and Supply Company. And the building apparently is in some kind of jeopardy. They want to tear it down or something along those lines. They want to destroy it, put something else up. I don't know. But there is a community of office fans who have gotten together to save this building that's 140 years old. And the fundraiser is, they need to raise $300,000, I guess. Apparently the structural integrity of the building is in jeopardy. And if they can't fix that, then the building's going to have to go. And if they knock it down, well, that's it. So the office fans have put together a little something to try to save it. And if you donate to their cause, you get a Dunder Mifflin Company T-shirt and some other things along those lines.
That venue out at Remlinger Farms, 6,000 people capacity.
All right. Well, that's pretty good size. For Incarnation, that is pretty good. Good. All right. And at the Motley Crue concert in Atlantic City, Friday night, things started great for lead singer Vince Neil.
How you doing, Atlantic City? Woo! Oh, man, you ready for some rock and roll tonight?
But then he tried running across the stage and did a face plant in front of the crowd. And those two thuds, that was the sound of Vince's head caving in the stage. He's 63 years old. You don't want to be falling at that. You don't want to be falling on stage at any age, but especially when you're 63 years old.
I saw a thing that said Mike McCready, the opening night of Pearl Jam's thing in Vancouver, he fell off the stage, too, in the middle of porch and got back up and kept on jamming.
Hey, you want to win $1,000? That'll get you on your feet and moving around. Grand in your hand, the KISM keyword coming up after 8:00.